This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those if you want to sound like you are sitting here in the studio with us. And in that studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Johnson.
And Conan.
I was a little late coming in here today because the phone was blowing up recently. What I had going on here was apparently somebody's, imitating me.
An impersonator.
Online yet again. And that is a little annoying, but it has happened recently in the last couple of months, mostly within the last month or so. Derek J. Was also imitated by whoever this person is. Presumably it's the same scammer doing it over and over again. And so it's been Derek J., it's been me. I don't know who else he has or she has impersonated online, but they will hit people up on Telegram. They did Keybase as well, so they will hit them up and pretend like I'm asking them for Bitcoin. And, you know.
Wait. But you're the guy who should be giving out Bitcoin, right?
I do give out Bitcoin, actually, yeah. So the person obviously doesn't know me that well.
Right.
But apparently the scam did work on somebody that Derek J. knew.
Huh.
Because these guys are, you know, they're con artists. I mean, they're good at building confidence, and they'll usually build a sense of urgency, like, oh, I'm out of the house and I really, you know, I think the excuse they made before was I left my hardware wallet at home and I'm not going to be in the office till tomorrow. Mm. I need to get 0.6 Bitcoin right now. Can you help me out? And they use the same photograph that I use and the same name. You know, these are services in a lot of cases where anybody can open an account. Now, with something like Keybase, the nice thing about Keybase is when you have an account on there, you can link up all your different social medias and websites that you own, and you can prove mm-hmm. that you're the owner of those things. So on your account info page, it shows you Ian Freeman, owner of freetalklive.com, owner of freekeen.com, because I do control those sites, so I can put a little, you know, widget on there or whatever, something in the DNS, basically, that allows them to verify that I've verified the site. Twitter's the account for me on Twitter, the account for me on Mastodon. Now, of course, a scammer could go through and create similar-looking accounts
right.
on those services and try to...
1AN Freeman.
Right. Or FTL without an underscore EN or whatever, right? So something that looks very similar. In the case of Keybase, the scammer didn't bother to try to do that. The Keybase, when I clicked on the scammer's profile, all it showed was Twitter. For the correct Twitter, but it had a big red X next to it because he obviously couldn't actually verify that he owned the Twitter account. So, of course, the more things that you have on Keybase, the more likely you're the right person, right? So if it's only one thing that is showing as you, well, maybe that person hacked your Twitter account.
Yeah.
Right? But if it's 10 different things or 7 different things or whatever. So anyway, beware. Whoever this person is, they've also hit people up on Discord as
right.
well. So pretty much any platform that I've been on, Telegram, Discord, and Keybase have all been hit within the last month. So, no, I'm not going to send you a request for Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency for that matter. So, if you do get one, do please try to reach out to the real me and let me know.
And if you were thinking about sending him crypto, you can send it to me instead. I gladly accept it.
Well, now, the interesting thing was, you know, when people were calling this individual out, whoever this person is, right? Because
yeah.
obviously it's a scammer, or at least to a lot of people it was obvious. To some people it was persuasive. But when they called the person out, the guy's like, well, I didn't commit a crime. I'm just asking for a loan.
Sneaky.
Now, he's committing the act of fraud, pretending that he's someone he's not. But he didn't actually steal money, right? Like, if you give money to a person on the internet who's pretending to be somebody that they're not, you just got suckered. You know, I don't think there's an actual crime there. It's slimy. It's bad. It's not right. But, you know, and you are the victim of fraud in that case. And maybe there's some sort of restitution that could be given if that person could be tracked down. But, you know, you fell for it, basically. Essentially, that's one of those life lessons where, hey, you got to check your sources.
I mean, I think that's still, you know, that kind of fraud is still criminal. I mean, they were going after somebody like Frank Abagnale for a while, right? I mean,
what did he do? There was a movie about him, right?
He's just, you know, a scam artist. You know, did a lot of different types of fraud about that. I don't know if there was a specific crime that was anything different than those types of scams.
But what he'll say is, he's just asking for a loan. Right. Oh, I was going to give it back to you.
If you ask for a loan without the intent of repayment, I believe that you know.
Oh, I was going to repay it, though.
Well, he wasn't asking for a loan. He was asking for a handout.
No.
It was a loan. He wants you to front him 0.3 or 0.5 Bitcoin so he can cover whatever he needs to cover as the claim, and then he'll get it back to you.
Yeah,
of course, he'll never get it back to you, but then he'll just say, well, he's just, you know.
I think if there's enough evidence, there's probably some standard where if there's enough evidence to show that there was actually no intent of repaying, that constitutes a fraudulent action that's probably
possible. Well, if you're going to take Ian's name and his profile picture, I mean, that's the fraud right there.
Exactly.
It is fraud. Yeah, that's definitely true. But if, you know, you can't prove that the person wasn't going to pay you back. Right. I mean, the fact that they're not using their real name is probably evidence that they didn't intend to pay you back.
Right.
But I just wonder how that would, you know, I don't want to find out how it would play out, but I am mildly curious to know, like, how would that go in court?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I'd like to know how that kind of stuff would play out in court, too. So if there are any lawyers that have dealt with fraud cases listening, would be a good topic to call in about if you have knowledge of how that stuff works. Right. I mean, because... Right. You know, if that happens to be a thing that somebody knows about, because I don't necessarily know how that would work either. I'm just,
presuming you can catch the person. The last time or one of the previous times recently when they were hitting people up, they hit up Mark's wife and on Telegram somehow. Again, how they're getting all these connections. Oh, I think we figured it out at the time how they found her. But anyway, they hit up Mark's wife. But the person had a phone number on their Telegram profile, and so I looked up the phone number and found the person's name of who was associated with that. Now, I don't know anything about how, you know, a stolen phone could be used in this. Maybe it wasn't actually the person whose name was on the account, right? But at least we had a name, and so Mark sent a text to that person, and of course they denied all, involvement in whatever it was that was going on. So, I mean, where do you even begin to conduct an investigation on something like that? How do you gather the evidence to catch somebody that there's a good chance it wasn't the guy in Boston or whoever? It could have been somebody in, you know, Africa or wherever.
Right.
Right?
Nigeria. That the prince. Right.
Could have been.
I mean, if you want to invest a lot of time in it, if you find out that person who has that number, right, you... go and interact with them as the scammer, right? You know, and have eyes on that person while you're messaging the scammer.
And see if they're doing something.
Yeah.
If you can find them.
Right.
Track them down somehow. It's all very, very difficult for, you know, how much are you going to actually get out of this person?
Right.
There's a good chance that they're a drug addict. You know, and I'm saying this because I actually had some interactions with a scammer. I got taken earlier. I think it was early this year. I got fooled by somebody on Local Bitcoins who was pretending to be another seller who I happened to know on Local Bitcoins.
Right.
Like the dude, I don't think he even knew that I knew this person, but he happened to choose like one of the sellers who I'd happened to have met at a crypto conference years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't do my due diligence, and I got screwed over. I ended up finding out who the scam artist was. Turns out he's a doper in the Boston area who basically spends all of his money gambling and on heroin. So he doesn't have any money.
Right.
It, you know, he's blown it all away. It's either in his veins or it's at the gambling, you know, the Indian casino or the online sports betting casino that he was he was betting at. So what do? You know, you can't get blood from a stone, so to speak. So just, you know, remember, if somebody's hitting you up for money on the internet, if you're not 110% sure it's the real person, just say no. More coming up.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you have a qualified plan? An IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Talking about little internet fraud because somebody is once again pretending to be me on the internet tonight, targeting Telegram users from likely public groups. At least that's what we believe at this point. Because how else would they get all the, you know, contact information for all these different individuals who are in some way connected with me, unless they've actually cracked my real account? And they haven't, because, you know, if they were doing that, I would see all the messages from them.
Would a real Slim Freeman please stand up?
Yeah. So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to. Maybe you've encountered this before. Maybe you used to be a scam artist on the internet and you've changed your ways and you want to talk about the tricks of the trade, so to speak. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number
are
is...
Are you now a motivational speaker where you get up in front and tell people of all of the evil that you went through during your youth, when you're sowing your oats?
At least then you wouldn't be scamming people.
It sounds like, motivational speakers, I think that's basically what they are.
Although some would say that they're scam artists. Scam artists. I don't know. I think there's a place for self-help. I think that it can be culty. I think that it can be expensive. And I think there is a lot of, I'm not going to say fraud, but there's a lot of real questionable.
And I think they're feeding off of people who are experiencing, a weakness in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, it's the same thing with, with some religions where, you have issues and you're trying to see the light and you're just looking for the best motivational speaker out there who could chirp you up in the morning.
You're looking for a lift up.
Why do I have, what are my reasonings for being? And that's what those guys are, really doing.
Yeah, a lot of it is repackaged. It's the same old. It's not to say there isn't some value or some wisdom in a lot of these teachings. It's just, it's a lot of it's repackaged. This is old ideas, old concepts that are just being promulgated again and again. Now, obviously, every new generation, some of these folks need to hear this stuff for the first time. But, I mean, are you really going to get that much more out of a big seminar as you are reading a $20 book? I don't know. I don't think you can get, if the seminar is $1,000 and the book is $20, I don't think you're going to get, times the value.
I think it really depends on what the message is that is being delivered. If it's pick yourself up by your bootstraps, mm-hmm, and take care of yourself, take care of your life, take care of, your situation, I think that type of message is actually good to go. I think a prime example would be the whole Peterson movement these days, where, Jordan Peterson.
I've heard of this guy. Is he a motivational speaker?
He's a Canadian academic.
Uh-huh.
And basically his argument is personal responsibility. And he's really popular with a lot of the youth, a lot of the millennials who are just, they don't know where it's all going. And, they've had everything offered to them on a platter, and they all have their trophies in their case because that's, everything's been given to them. Mm. And they just,
participation award.
Yeah, exactly. And they just don't feel connected to, what's really going on out there. And his message is, stand up. Clean your damn room. Stop complaining, and go find purpose. Go do something. Go get a job, and that's basically what a lot of people out there need. They need to stop complaining. They need to stop
blaming others. That's
being envious of other people in their the good that they have found in their lives,
right,
and take responsibility. And I like the guy. I think he's pretty. He's got a pretty good message for an academic.
Does he do seminars where he rents a hotel for a weekend and you got to pay a grand or whatever and you go and watch him speak? Or is he?
I'm not sure that he. I don't think that's his racket.
He speaks for free at colleges.
He speaks for free,
really?
At colleges. Yeah.
They don't pay a speaking fee.
He writes books. I mean, or at least he's got one good book out there, and I know that he's making money out of that. But
look, I don't behoove somebody for making money off of putting good information out there, right?
So, but the thing that catapulted Jordan Freeman to fame...
Peterson, sorry.
Flub.
There's a lot of Freemans around. Okay.
There's so many. So
he stood up to the woke movement.
Right. Well, the specific thing is that in Canadian law, they...
No free speech there.
Yeah, so they were trying to make it so that misgendering... Well, they made it, I guess. This is the thing. So misgendering a transgender person is a punishable crime. It's illegal.
Wow.
Yeah. And so
does everybody wear name tags with his, her, she,
well,
they?
Exactly. Some of them do.
So, I mean, his thought was, no. He made it very clear, I'm not going to do that.
Wow. Well, he made it very clear that he was not going to follow the law.
Right.
Okay.
If someone came up to Ben and they said, hey, this is how I'd like to be presented, this is who I am, he would be very happy to go along with, you know.
I think he said it depended a little bit on, you know, that respect isn't something that you just give out, it's earned. So I think for the most part he said he would, but he did not say that as like a flat out, absolutely, you know. He said most people are deserving of respect, but some people aren't.
Yeah, and this is true.
You know, I don't know. It's he's an interesting character anyway.
So did they ever arrest him or anything like that?
No. He just went through the they.
I don't know if he's ever been arrested. It would make sense that he may have been.
He's made a public statement that he's not going to follow the law.
Yes.
And they have not yet targeted him for it.
Yet.
Interesting.
I mean, he's had a lot of interesting encounters at campuses, for sure.
Well, if you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about, started the show, talking about internet fraud, people behaving and or trying to pretend like they are other people. In this case, I was targeted once again today, or rather, my friends were targeted. Associates were targeted, folks who know me to some extent or are in a chat room with me. They may not even know me that well. If they don't know me that well, they probably won't let me know that it's happening. But a lot of people, I had at least a dozen people probably before the show, let me know that somebody was pretending to be me. They were taking Instagram photos from my Instagram profile and acting like... Like one guy wanted to see a picture. A friend of mine wanted to see a photo of the fake person proving that they were me, because he showed himself next to an ATM, a Bitcoin ATM out in Vegas, which was a photo on my Instagram profile. And he says, "Well, do something silly with your hand in front of your face to prove, you know, in front of the ATM. So take another picture in front of the ATM with like a silly hand signal or whatever." And then he showed a picture of me from Tokyo where I'm giving a peace symbol, wearing completely completely different outfit.
Right.
So anyway, if you want to join the show, you can. Have you been taken by one of these online scam artists? What can you recommend? I would recommend, having been taken before by an online scam artist, I would recommend be absolutely sure. And that's getting harder and harder to do now in the days of deepfakes, where we now have technology to where if you have a person's one photograph of a person. They even did this with the Mona Lisa, where they took and they mapped that person's face, and they used computer AI, supposedly, to generate. And then if you get enough voice from that person, you can generate their voice.
We were just talking about Peterson. They did the exact same thing. There's hundreds of hours of him, of audio of him, and they created a Jordan Peterson deepfake.
It made him say things he
very,
didn't say.
Very convincing.
855-450-FREE. So even if you're on the phone with a person, it may not actually be them, and it's just going to get worse. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks are continuing on Capitol Hill as Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is testifying before the Senate Transportation Committee.
How did your team not put it in front of you, run in with their hair on fire, saying, "We got a real problem here"? How did that not happen, and what does that say about the culture at Boeing if they didn't give it to you and you didn't read it, and if you didn't say, I want to read and see what happened.
Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz questioning Muhlenberg on when he knew of a text exchange that happened between Boeing employees regarding the 737 MAX airplane. The NCAA is starting the process to allow college athletes to make money off their names, images, and likeness. The group's governing board voted unanimously on Tuesday to direct its three divisions to consider bylaw changes. It's unclear when the new rules would be implemented. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How can you be certain that the person you're talking to is the person who you think it is? These days, it's getting harder than ever to discern. Johnson, during the break there, you pulled up a video of this Jordan Peterson. Well, it was audio, but it was on YouTube.
Right.
And it was of Jordan Peterson singing the South Park theme song, which he has presumably never actually sung. It did sound a little stilted, a little robotic.
It was in his kind of his speech pattern.
It was his voice. Yeah. I mean, they definitely...
But it was also his speech pattern, which is...
Oh, okay.
He kind of talks like that and has these...
Little pauses.
Pauses where he says something and then moves on with it, you know, like he has that.
So they did a good job of it, you would say.
Yeah, I think so.
And the more of a, you know, more speech from a person that you have, the better you can kind of map their words.
And if we're talking about video, the next step of deepfake is to actually do the same thing with the video evidence that you have accumulated of that person.
Correct.
And they're doing it on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, I think. They're doing it all the time.
Are they making their own there?
They're doing live deepfake swaps.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Who's one of these comedians? He could do the Schwarzenegger impersonation. They changed his face.
To be Arnie.
To be Arnold live. It was spooky. It was it was surreal.
And they've had the ability to do that for years. It's just getting
easier. It's just getting better.
It's getting easier, it's getting better, and they don't need as much source material now to make a pretty convincing deepfake. than they previously did.
And, you know, there's no telling what wars are going to get started.
Oh, yeah.
When some dictator that supposedly is all evil and is, you know, throwing their people in the gulag and whatnot, and mm-hmm. we've got to spread democracy, and, oh, look what he said, look what he killed, look who he killed.
Right.
You know, and it's time to start sending the missiles. I mean, that's...
Scary.
Scary.
Now, maybe it'll get to the point where people start to learn about this.
No.
And they stop believing what they're seeing.
No.
No, you don't think that's a possibility?
People are stupid. People are sheep. People just want to be told what to do, and they want to get home from work so they can pop in whatever show they're interested in or whatever game they like playing.
Yeah.
Booze it up a little bit and go back, you know, rinse and repeat. And they want someone to just tell them what to think.
I don't know. I'm a little more optimistic than you are, Conan. I kind of feel like if there's enough big news about deepfakes, like if there's enough scams where people are getting taken left and right and they start to finally figure out that they can't believe what they can't even trust their senses anymore as far as what they're seeing on television to completely make it so everything is questionable. I mean, it'll be an interesting world if that happens because you won't know what's real.
There are enough conspiracies out there, big ones, that people just refuse to even think about.
Mm-hmm.
With just so many smoking guns available to the people, and they just continue to believe the given narrative that, you know, government is good and they would never do that to their own people. And I'm like, yeah, no one's ever going to wake up to deepfake. They'll just believe whatever is fed to them.
What do you think, Johnson?
I don't know. I think that it's going to get more and more advanced, so...
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I don't think we can disagree on that.
I think that it's coming, you know, it's... you know.
But how are people going to react to it? Are they going to just accept what they see, or are they going to start disbelieving what they perceive as reality?
I think some people will start disbelieving, and some people won't. I think that there's already a huge sort of continuum of people who believe a lot of really stupid things.
Sure.
So, you know, deepfakes are going to easily fool lots and lots of people.
Right.
You know?
But once they're fooled...
You know we're going to have video, a deepfake video of, you know, the president saying, we are now here to reveal that the Earth is, in fact, flat.
Actually, that's not going to happen. It's going to be something like the first, it's going to be like the first Mars base or something.
Yeah, I do.
In the next 5 years. The whole thing is going to be blue screen.
Base on Mars in association with the lizard people.
A huge base.
No, it's, just, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch. If you want to join us, you can. Coming up, Conan, you've got a story that I originally wanted to start the show with, but I was literally in the midst of dealing with a scam artist.
Speaking of technology.
Google. This is the good news. This is actually good news that...
As long as they don't fold.
Right. Google, which years ago, must be half a decade at least, purchased the company that was behind the app known as Waze, W-A-Z-E. I use Waze. Johnson, I think you might have turned me on to it a long time ago.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm the big Waze
guy. I do as well.
And, you know, the more people that use Waze, the better, because it's basically a crowdsourced sort of accident reporting, police reporting, hazard reporting app, meaning that it's otherwise just a mapping, you know, a navigation app. You get to where you want to go, it tells you the turns. But it's also got notices of, hey, heads up, cop ahead, 0.5 miles. And then when you get to that point, it gives you the opportunity to either confirm that the cop is still where it was reported to be, or deny and say, no, he's gone.
And these are all user input.
Crowdsourcing is what they call that. So when you have thousands of people, or probably millions, I would imagine, globally, contributing to this, you get a pretty useful piece of information. More often than not, when Waze says there's a cop ahead, there's a cop ahead.
And this is good for everybody, except
the police.
Except the police.
Right. And
who,
in fact, they're...
Supposedly, they're out there for our protection, but...
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right.
When they start complaining about these types of features, it's like, well, what are you really up to?
I don't know. I'm concerned about it because, Google has sucked up these features into Google Maps and has trying to kill Waze...
Well, that's
forever.
The good news, is that they're adding the police feature to Google
news?
Maps.
I don't know that it actually is good news.
Well, who uses Waze except us?
Oh, there's a lot of people.
I can get on there right now, and I can see the people driving around.
Yeah.
There's no one.
Well, we live in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. If you go into a bigger city.
But everyone uses Google Maps. And whether you like or hate Google, which you should all hate Google, but I mean, because, you know.
I don't hate Google. I have a mixed relationship.
Skynet. But no, everyone uses Google. So if everyone has this feature available to them, everyone is going to know. Everyone's going to be inputting that speed trap that they see. And
Google makes their Google Maps, Johnson, as the same as Waze, and then they end the brand of Waze, effectively it doesn't matter. They just transition
except for the fact that I can foresee Google adding those features and then removing them.
Hmm. What would the point of that be?
Because they're so big that they're like, well, we can't do this. It's irresponsible. We've had reports that users have been using this to target police, so we have to remove this.
They've had that for years.
Oh, they'll say that the drug runners use it.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Who knows what reason Google, the now company that has removed its Don't Be Evil logo and has started being evil, will do. You know, like, I don't know. You know, like,
But they've been getting these complaints from the police ever since they bought Waze. The police have been targeting them, and with these excuses of, well, they're using it to target us, even though it's never happened. Nobody's ever used Waze to go and, like, shoot a cop or something like that. I mean, it's ridiculous, the claim that they're actually somehow, the police are being harmed by this. What's being harmed is the police's revenue. What's being harmed is their ability to write as many tickets as possible, because if more people start to participate in this, the more people are using these apps, the safer everybody becomes. The crowdsourcing in this case is actually to the benefit of all of the users. So, I mean, certainly they could crack. It's not impossible. I wouldn't say that's an impossibility. But so far, they have stood up against the police's demands to end that feature in Waze. And if they stood up with Waze, which doesn't have as many users, maybe they'll continue to stand against them. Conan, you do have a story about this. This is relatively newer news, because I hadn't heard until just recently that it started to show up in
Maps. Yeah, like you mentioned, they've been going after Waze forever, so this is an old idea.
Right.
But this is a new article this week, because Google Maps is getting in, and the police are not happy about it.
All right, we got time for you if you want to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855. 5450-3733. Coming up, speed traps. I think you got a right to know. You got a right to share that information with one another, and that's what Google has helped enable people to do. I think that's ultimately a good thing. More coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. You can join us on the radio. Whether you want to talk about scam artists or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. Joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Johnson.
And Conan.
Also, want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. That is a place where you can go without having to show identification. And you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. There are dozens of payment methods, but speaking of scam artists, some payment methods are more likely to attract them. So make sure you are very cautious if you're going to be selling Bitcoin Cash. Make sure you do your due diligence and research and talk to some other sellers and see what are the more risky methods. Because the ones that are reversible, for instance, you probably want to stay away from because there's a lot of people out there stealing credit card info and stuff like that, PayPal logins or whatever. So you do need to do your due diligence, but there is definitely some money to be made. I know that Aria is the number one seller on local.bitcoin.com. She's our Monday night co-host. So you can check her out. If you're looking to buy some Bitcoin Cash, she can definitely help you there. Local.bitcoin.com. If you're a buyer, you're usually safer, but you're always safer if you go with a seller that's got ratings. If you go with a seller that's been there and's got some trades under their belt. But again, there's no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So head over to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Conan, you were about to get into a story about Google and Google Maps taking on some of the more noteworthy features of an app called Waze that Google had the, I would say, good foresight to purchase several years ago. Now, some would say that Waze is actually worse off because Google has arguably been neglecting Waze. It hasn't really gotten much in the way of upgrades.
Yeah, it's typical over time. Buy out a company that's competing with you.
Right.
And then let it die.
Well, Waze has not died, that's for sure. In fact, Johnson, you just pulled up the numbers showing over 100 million downloads, and that's just on the Android platform,
right.
Of the Waze program.
Is that worldwide?
No, when I say 100 million downloads, that was not just on the Android platform.
Oh, there's a total somewhere that you can look at?
Yeah, I was just Googling, essentially, and that's what it said.
Some website just claimed?
And is there any indication of how many users have downloaded
Google Maps?
Well, that's the thing. You can't tell because it's included.
It comes pre-installed and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unless a person is using something else, they're probably using Google Maps by default.
Right.
Yeah. And Google Maps used to be included with every iPhone, didn't it?
Right, and when I'm on my desktop, that's all I use is Google Maps for everything.
Yeah. Now, what was the other one that we used to use way back in the day? MapQuest? Remember MapQuest?
Yeah.
Where you could print out the directions because you didn't have something to use when you were on the road. Although I am curious to see what Waze has as far as its Android downloads here. So according to this, over 100 million on Android, according to the Google Play Store for Waze.
Yeah.
So 100 million on Android.
Per user, or is that multiple devices? I don't know.
I don't know how they calculate that.
100 million is a lot.
Right. If I download it, cancel, and then download it, uninstall.
I've already installed it 3 times this year.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So I found some statistics here from an article that says over 3/4, 77% of smartphone owners regularly use navigation apps. Makes sense. Google Maps, 67%, is the most popular navigation app by a wide margin. It is the preferred navigation app for nearly 6 times more people compared to the second most popular app, Waze, 12%.
Mm-hmm.
1/4, 25% of smartphone owners say they use their preferred navigation app because they believe it offers better directions. Over 1/3, 36% of smartphone owners use navigation apps prior to leaving their location. 34% use them on route, and 30% use them prior to leaving and en route equally, and an overwhelming number of respondents, 87%, use navigation apps for driving directions the most.
And how many people use them because they just want to know where the damn speed traps are?
Well, apparently not that many, if that many people in 2018, when this article was written, were using Google Maps overwhelmingly over Waze, because that feature was not yet
How many
included.
People... I can go out in the street right now and ask people what Waze is, and none of them will have a clue.
They won't know.
They won't know.
Yeah,
6 times as many. So you are absolutely correct. Google Maps is dominating.
Dominator.
Right.
Yeah.
So this article is coming from gooddayssacramento.cbs.local.com. Police demand Google Maps remove new speed trap feature.
Yeah, of course they do.
Police across the country are expressing concern about a new feature coming to Google Maps that allows users around the world, and figure out how big Waze is, because this is Google Maps is worldwide, to track real-time location of officers. In a new effort to compete with the traffic app Waze, which is also owned by Google, Google Maps is adding new features to its update, including the ability to see where officers are catching speeders.
Nice.
Android users have been able to report crashes, speed traps, and traffic slowdowns right on the app since 2018. However, those features had been available to iOS users until last week, according to a Google blog post. But police organizations have called for Google to hold off on releasing it, saying it could tip drunk drivers off to DWI checkpoints.
I just had a mild news fantasy notice, or like a dream here. I was just thinking, like, I would love to, if the next couple sentences in the article were, Google responds by changing the icons in their Maps app for police to pirate symbols.
Or pigs. Quote, revealing the location of checkpoints puts those drivers, their passengers, and the general public at risk, the New York Police Department wrote in a letter to Google in February.
I'd like to remind the New York Police Department that at least every time I've ever seen them, DUI checkpoints have to be announced in advance, at least in New Hampshire. I don't know if it's true in New York. Maybe they don't have to announce them there, but there's always a newspaper article. They have to send public notice out of some number of weeks or days in advance to give people a heads up about DUI checkpoints, so it's already public.
The National Sheriff's Association went even further, saying the feature puts officers at risk by letting criminals or even terrorists know where they are on the map.
Yeah.
NSA is supportive of the Google Waze app, but is empathetically opposed.
NSA?
National
Sheriff's Association, I'm sorry.
But is empathetically opposed to the police locator feature within this app. The NSA said in a statement, there is no moral, ethical, or legal reason to have the police locator button on this app.
Oh, it's all moral and ethical. It's all moral, ethical, and legal in order to protect you
from
these immoral Brigands.
Protect your pocketbook, protect your wallet. Google defended its speed trap warnings in a statement to the to PC Mag. Safety is a top priority when developing navigation features at Google, a company spokesman said in February. We believe that informing drivers about upcoming speed traps allows them to be more careful and make safer decisions when they're on the road.
Yay!
End quote. So it sounds like in February, they were holding to their guns.
I mean,
this is almost a year later, and this is there. That was Waze.
That was a Waze comment.
So now we're talking about the new upcoming Google Map features.
So has this been released yet, or is
I tried to figure it out today, and I couldn't find it, so I don't know.
It hasn't been rolled out yet.
I don't think so.
Sometimes what they do is they roll it out in sort of stages where certain users will get it, and then another set of users will get it, and then, you know, I don't know how they determine it, but it's frequently not all done at once. That way they can find out if things go wrong with a small set of people,
right,
rather than just doing it all at once.
And do you think they would start in big urban areas first, or do you think they would start in somewhere like Keene, where there's only, you know, 20,000 of us?
Darn good question.
And one Uber driver.
No, there's two.
I haven't seen them.
There's a couple.
I haven't seen them in a while.
I've seen on the Uber map a couple of drivers at one time. I think this is great that Google is standing firm so far on this particular issue. Everybody knows the cops are lying about this. This is total BS, and I think it's
this is like marijuana prohibition. You know, they're always coming out to the legislative meetings to talk about how marijuana destroys lives.
It'll grow breasts. It'll grow hair on your palms.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Something Johnson said about me being cynical about this. Oh, okay, about Google buying up Waze.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did.
And now they're having to compete with, they're still top dog, but they're having to compete with, you know, this other app that does provide this service. Here would be the bad news, where they would roll out this feature,
mm-hmm.
get all the Waze subscribers, and then in a year or so, drop it. That's the Generation X.
Right, they can shut down Waze and say, Wazers, well, we've had fun, but now Google Maps will be taken over, and Waze will no longer be a functioning
app. In order to be responsible, we have to kowtow to the cops now and shut down this feature because, you know, they're in harm's way.
And all it would take,
even though this might happen years from now,
and all it would take would be some drug runner gets through a police line or something,
or
a terrorist.
Yeah.
White nationalists have been using this app.
That'll work. Oh, that's all they have to say.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I hope they actually expand the features to where I can track a cop as I'm driving with the cop. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.